Rapid Fire. Remembering Normandy. Veterans gather again in the land they liberated 68 years ago. John Perosi, 92, had not been to Normandy since he arrived by parachute on June 6, 1944. On the 68th anniversary of the D-Day invasion, he stood in the rain on a narrow street in Saint-Mère-Église and soaked it all in. "I am so impressed with the people and the way they rebuilt their town. So many happy faces," he said, displaying a chest full of medals, including his newest, the French Legion of Honor, which he received during this year's anniversary activities in France. "I am very proud and blessed that I could come here." The New Jersey veteran was among many notable figures who joined American Legion National Commander Fang Wong and American Legion Auxiliary National President Chris Nelson in honoring the invasion's memory and those who gave their lives in the march to victory. Others who visited France included Secretary of the Army John McHugh and Lieutenant General Mark Hertling, Commanding General of the U.S. Army Europe and the 7th Army, as well as Brigadier General Alan Stolt of the U.S. Army Civil Affairs and Psychological Operations Command, Airborne, and hundreds of active duty troops from the U.S. Air Force Academy in Colorado and duty stations around the world. Among them, the following: D-Day veterans Eugene Cook of Newnan, Georgia, and John Perosi of Cherry Hill, New Jersey, helped the Airborne Museum in Sainte-Mère-Église break ground on a major expansion. American Legion National Commander Fang Wong, National Sergeant-at-Arms David Louis, and Auxiliary National President Chris Nelson hoist the colors at the Normandy American Cemetery near Omaha Beach. An active duty color guard stands before wreaths laid in memory of D-Day sacrifices. Wong enjoys a chat with Air Force Academy Senior Jeremiah King of Ohio, a former American Legion Buckeye Boy State participant. Wong accepts a medal similar in stature to the U.S. Congressional Gold Medal from Dr. Claude Gatignol of the Assemblée Nationale during an event honoring the American Legion. And Kay Weninger of Locust Valley, New York, and Sainte-Mère-Église Mayor Mark Lefebvre unveil a new sign recognizing a sister city relationship that began as Operation Democracy in the post-World War II recovery. www.operationdemocracy.com. Legion Baseball. ESPN3 to air Legion World Series. American Legion baseball fans nationwide will have the opportunity to watch the 2012 American Legion World Series games live at ESPN3.com. This is the second year that the 15-game series, scheduled for August 17th through 21st in Shelby, North Carolina, will air on the popular online streaming service. The games can be viewed on Macs, PCs, and mobile devices for free. ESPN3 is a 24/7 sports destination, currently available in approximately 70 million homes, at no additional cost to fans who receive their high-speed internet connection or cable TV video subscription from an affiliated service provider. The streaming service is also available to approximately 21 million U.S. college students and U.S.-based military personnel via computers connected to on-campus and on-base networks. In addition to the Legion World Series, ESPN3 will cover related events such as the Montgomery Gentry Concert on August 16th and the Legion's Salute to Military Families and Blue Star Banner Day on August 19th. See the complete game schedule online, www.legion.org/baseball. History: a calculated insult. Britain's Daily Mail reports that the European Union is opening a museum of European history that will describe World War II as the European Civil War. To its credit, the paper calls the renaming and mislabeling of World War II a calculated insult, noting that millions died from India, Australia, New Zealand, the United States, and across the world to defend freedom from Nazi and Japanese tyranny. Technology: Trek-like translator tool for troops. Borrowing a page from Star Trek, Raytheon BBN Technologies has developed a portable two-way translation device that facilitates the exchange of information across a language barrier. The real-life universal translator supports translations between English and Arabic, Pashto, Dari, Farsi, Malaysian, and Indonesian. According to its website, the BBN TransTalk allows English to be automatically translated and spoken in the foreign language. The foreign language speaker's response is then translated automatically into English speech. TransTalk software runs on most laptops, tablets, and desktops, and is also available for smartphones, making it an ideal and easy-to-use tool for troops in the field. Entertainment. Legionnaire, Wife, Win, Amazing Race by Steve B. Brooks. Throughout his 16-year military career, which included a year-long deployment to Iraq, Wisconsin Army National Guard Major Dave Brown, Jr. has been tested mentally, emotionally, and physically. It was great preparation for television. On May 6th, in the season finale of CBS's The Amazing Race, Brown and his wife Rachel beat out 10 other teams to win the show's million-dollar prize. For a grueling 25 days, the Army couple traveled around the world, competing in a series of challenges. Brown, a member of American Legion Post 2930 in Madison, Wisconsin, and an ROTC instructor at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, has served as an intelligence officer, a Black Hawk pilot, and a recruiting and retention executive officer. He spoke with the American Legion magazine about the race and how his military service helped get him and his wife across the finish line. What were your goals going into The Amazing Race? Was it just to compete well and have a good showing? Or did you believe you could win it? I had every intention of winning the race. I thought our individual strengths, the skills that I brought, the skills that Rachel brought, would definitely lend themselves toward being successful. I had every expectation of us winning. How did your military training give you an edge during the competition? The challenges of the race were very comparative to my military training experience. It prepared me for packing by necessity, equipment awareness, paying attention to detail. I think that every aspect of my military training carried over to The Amazing Race. When you were competing, did you feel like you were representing the U.S. military? Of course. It was at the forefront of my mind. Not only was I representing myself and my family, but first and foremost, I was representing the Wisconsin Army National Guard and the military as a whole. We knew we had to perform not only for ourselves, but for the entire military. That was very important to us. Millions of people tuned in, and they saw every disagreement, argument, or crossword that you and Rachel exchanged. Was that difficult? We knew that during the course of the race, the edits could lead to perceptions, and that perceptions become reality. But we tried to focus solely on the race. I considered it to be my job for 25 days. We've had the opportunity to review the episodes, and we could have been perceived to be the bickering couple, but our friends and family know how we really are. You finished filming months ago. How difficult was it to keep quiet about your win until the final episode aired? Thankfully, Rachel and I competed together. I couldn't imagine having competed with a friend or another person and not be able to disclose it to my wife. But what I think about is that Rachel and I were the team that had something to lose by sharing the results with others. Above and beyond contractual obligations, we had the $1 million prize. Other teams could talk about it and not worry about losing that. We definitely considered this to be a secret worth retaining. Do you have any special plans for the money? There have been no frivolous expenditures. I haven't even cashed my check yet. We're both very fiscally responsible. We plan to pay down our mortgage, and I've had a cracked screen on my iPhone for 3 months, but I kept it because it was still working. I did get a new iPhone screen. Watch the Browns dominate the 20th season of CBS's The Amazing Race. www.cbs.com/shows/amazing_race. Personal finance. Does your financial plan need schooling? Focus on Finances with June Walbert and J.J. Montanaro, USAA. It's back to school time. Even if your school days are long behind you, this is a perfect time to study and plot your financial future. First, check out those well-intended financial plans we've put together for ourselves over the years. Even the best of them isn't going to help if you don't follow through. Without action, it just becomes a list that looks pretty but accomplishes nothing. Kind of like that treadmill that gets more use as a clothes hanger than helping you burn off the cheeseburger you had for lunch. Fortunately, whether we're talking financial plans or treadmills, you've got the smarts to move to the head of the class when it comes to managing your money. You've just got to get started and then keep the momentum going. With that in mind, here are 3 steps to bring your financial plan back to life. Study it. Are your basic goals and situations still the same? If not, it's time for an update. If they are, focus on the action items from your plan. For instance, are you still driving with possibly inadequate state-mandated insurance coverage? Did you ever set up that savings account to start stashing away some money for an emergency fund? Did you make that call to check out long-term care insurance? Are your wills, powers of attorney, and other legal documents updated? Typically, when we complete a financial plan with a client, there are between 6 and 10 solid to-dos. Revisit your plan and figure out yours. Create a list and work it. Prioritize your financial action items and write down your personal list of critical actions. It's helpful to post that list in a place where you can see it every day, such as on the refrigerator or bathroom mirror. This list represents a commitment to action. Mark your calendar. Both of us have a calendar to keep us on track. Use that calendar to mark some definitive deadlines with respect to your list. For example, commit to calling an estate planning attorney by the middle of next week, or set up a financial meeting with your spouse every 2 months to recap your progress. Whether it's revisiting your plan to address cash management challenges, tweaking your investments, developing roadmaps to dump debt, or formalizing tax and estate planning goals, we understand there's a lot to be done. Nothing is more frustrating than procrastinating and never getting where you want to go. So as we start another school year, seize the opportunity to become a good student of your financial plan and take steps toward making it a reality. www.legion.org/focusonfinances. Education. My GI Bill. Veterans and Education by Valerie Hefner. VRAP benefits paid directly. Question. I have applied for the Veterans Retraining Assistance Program, VRAP. If I am approved, how much does VRAP pay, and will VA pay my tuition and fees? Answer. You may receive up to 12 months of assistance equal to the monthly full-time payment rated under the Montgomery GI Bill Active Duty, MGIBAD program, or $1,473 per month. The benefit will be paid directly to you, and you are responsible for paying your expenses, including tuition, fees, and books. VA will issue payments at the start of each month for training pursued in the previous month. For example, payments will be issued at the beginning of August for training pursued in July. Membership. Legion's online renewals hugely popular in first year. In 2011, the American Legion began a new era of member engagement and outreach by introducing online renewals. More than 145,000 renewed their memberships online, and an estimated 180,000 online renewals are expected during the current membership year, which began July 1st. Renewing your Legion membership online is quick and easy. Using a credit card, you can pay dues immediately and get a printable temporary membership card that you can use until your post issues you a regular card. The Legion places a high priority on online security. Personal information for membership renewal or any other transaction at legion.org is kept safe. Go to www.register.legion.org and update your contact information. By entering your email address, you can stay connected to Legion news, programs, and events. Even non-members are welcome to register email addresses to stay in touch. www.legion.org/renew. Economics. On Point. Veterans and Business by Louis J. Chelly, Jr. Certify for Federal Contracts. Certifying as a Veteran-Owned Small Business, VOSB, or a Service-Disabled Veteran-Owned Small Business, SDVOSB, is only important if you're interested in selling to the government at either the federal or local level. Some states include veteran-owned businesses in their procurement diversity outreach programs. The federal government recognizes veteran business ownership in the Small Business Act, and some federal agencies expand upon the minimum federal procurement goals by seeking out VOSBs and SDVOSBs to contract with on their own. The federal contracting goal for the small business community is 23%, and the goal for SDVOSBs is 3%. The Department of Veterans Affairs has a separate law directing a much more aggressive VOSB and SDVOSB contracting program at 12% for VOSBs and 10% for SDVOSBs. In fiscal 2011, VA reported that it had accomplished 20.5% with VOSBs, of which 18.3% was spent with SD VOSBs. To qualify as a VOSB or SD VOSB at the federal level, your company must be at least 51% owned and operated by a veteran or veterans, or a veteran or group of veterans with a VA or DOD-recognized service-connected disability. According to the Small Business Act, VOSB and SD VOSB certification requirements for the federal contracting program are self-certification except for VA. Veterans only have to produce evidence of a VOSB or SD VOSB status if asked to prove that they qualify for the status. Based on a law passed in 2006, veterans who wish to certify as VOSBs or SD VOSBs for the purpose of selling to VA must certify through VA's proprietary certification process, which is administered through the Center for Veterans Enterprise, CVE. This process is far more intensive and requires much more paperwork than does self-certification, as VA seeks to address any and all possible scenarios that might challenge the ultimate ownership and control by the veteran business owner. Michael Peterson to sign CDs, DVDs at convention booth. Country music singer and longtime American Legion supporter Michael Peterson will continue his string of appearances at the Legion's National Convention this month. The Grammy-nominated musician will sign copies of his DVDs and CDs at the ACNY/Legacy Scholarship booth during the 94th National Convention in Indianapolis. As spokesman for the Legion's Legacy Scholarship Fund, which gives children of military personnel who died on active duty on or after 9/11 the opportunity to attend college, Peterson is a friend to U.S. service members, veterans, and their families. The ACNY/Legacy Scholarship booth will be open in the exhibit hall from 8 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. August 24th to 27th, and from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. August 28th. Known for a country chart topper such as Drink, Swear, Steal, and Lie, and From Here to Eternity, Peterson has performed around the world for over a decade, frequently traveling overseas to entertain the U.S. military. In addition to his work for the Legacy Scholarship Fund, Peterson is a featured speaker for the Tag You're It High School Assembly Program. He received the Legion's National Education Award in 2011. Peterson is also scheduled to perform at the National Commander's Banquet on August 28th. Tickets are $45. Those interested in attending should contact their department adjutant. Some of Peterson's releases are available through Emblem Sales for $10 each, including the CD You Could Hear a Pin Drop, the DVD It's Who We Are, and the DVD He Ain't Heavy. A percentage of sales will go to the Legacy Scholarship Fund. Order a Michael Peterson CD or DVD at Emblem Sales online, www.legion.org/emblemsales. Search Peterson. Membership. New posts. Silver Lakes Post 855, Hellendale, California. Charter June 7th. 15 members. LZE Lynch Post 334, Tiddiute, Pennsylvania. Chartered May 25th. 19 members. Leyte Post 625, San Diego. Chartered May 23rd. 15 members. Verbatim. The election's done. We don't have opponents anymore. Now it's time to come together, to work together, to move this state forward. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, who won the right to finish his term in a recall challenge, June 5th. Walker is the first U.S. governor to survive a recall attempt, brought on when he took away the union rights of most public workers as part of a strategy to curb state spending. Are we the only ones who are brave on the planet? I mean, it's just stupid, I think. I'm embarrassed every time I hear it. Radio talk show host Bill Press, admitting he is on a major crusade to replace the Star Spangled Banner as the national anthem. When the chips are down, when life is tough, you really see the true qualities of an individual. Frank Hillary of Boston, whose son Kevin is the first paraplegic to graduate from the U.S. Naval Academy. The 22-year-old was paralyzed in 2011 when a tree fell on him while he was bicycling, ending his dream of becoming a Navy SEAL. Hillary missed a semester but finished with his class and now plans to attend law school. The whole thing? This whole locker is mine? Andy Zhang, 14, the youngest golfer in the history of the U.S. Open, when officials showed him where he'd store his gear at the Olympic Club in San Francisco. The soldier, above all other people, prays for peace, for he must suffer and bear the deepest wounds and scars of war. General Douglas MacArthur, in his farewell speech given at West Point on May 12, 1962.